Next, it's an audio quiz about fictional public radio shows and podcasts, soon to be a new ABC series starring Zach Braff. Let's check with our contestants. Adrian, guess what? We have done something very similar in our lives. You collect snow globes?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yes.
I used to collect snow globes.
Oh, you gave it up? Why?
I closed the collection.
How disappointing for you.
Yeah, I reached too many. How many do you have total?
Oh, God. Probably 35 good ones.
30, and then what, 25 just crap ones?
21, no, maybe about like 5 I could do away with, yeah. But my friends bring them back for me from
this
their
travels.
This
is what happens.
Yeah, so I have to go now to wherever they've gone to make the snow globe legit.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, otherwise, it's not legit.
Right, yeah. So you're just like, I'll have this until I go there in this different pile.
Right, right, yes.
Okay, so what's your favorite?
I have to go to Armenia.
That's next?
One of these years, yeah.
Okay. So, Megan, you're a high school art teacher. Are there any future Picassos or Monets in the bunch?
Yeah, it's really exciting because a lot of the time I hear, I can't draw. And I'm like, that's okay. This is ceramics, so you don't have to. So they surprise themselves sometimes by what they can do.
That's fantastic. Oh, Adrian, what's the most public radio thing about you?
Well, I don't have tote bags, or I do, but they're squirreled away. I drink tea out of a reusable stainless steel mug thing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's
pretty good.
Monster.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Megan, what's the most public radio thing about you?
Well, every now and then I really enjoy David Sedaris telling me a short story. Just kind of softly and gently.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is an audio quiz called National Parody Radio. We're going to play a clip from a fake podcast or public radio show. You ring in and identify the television show it came from. Megan, you won the last game, so you win this, and you're off to the final round. Adrian, you need to win this, or you have to listen to the beginning of Marc Maron's podcast where he talks about his own problems. Here we go. First up, a classic.
Tomorrow is the first Sunday in May. And it's one of our favorite holidays on Delicious Dish.
That's right, Margaret Jo. Every year for one day, we celebrate and say thank you to dietary fiber.
Adrian.
Saturday Night Live.
You got it. That is correct. Feels good, right? You could hear the sweater vests, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
Next, this show ran for 5 seasons on NBC and a 6th season on Yahoo.
We interrupt your death metal to bring you some heavy news. All the good Christians got raptured up to heaven, so if you're hearing this, the good news is you're the coolest people in the world.
Yes!
The bad news is the world is over. This is NPR.
Oh man, end of days!
Megan.
Community.
Correct. Yeah. And note, the NPR host did not get raptured up to heaven.
That's right.
Interesting.
It's too cool.
That's right. This Netflix series featured a fictional show called Urban Tales.
I have to assume that Piper is much more fortunate than a lot of the women in there with her. What are your visits like?
Oh, you know. She catches me up on all the latest prison gossip.
Megan.
Orange is the New Black?
That is correct, yes. Just a little note, Ira Glass was actually asked to play a fictional version of himself in the episode, and he said no.
I don't know. Would you play a fictional version of yourself on a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any job. Yes, yes, yes. Here's a parody of a very familiar public radio show on an FXX sitcom.
Okay. Our next game is Limerick Lightning Cage Match. I will read a limerick, and you will complete it. Jimmy, let's start with you.
Megan.
You're the worst?
That is correct, yeah. Little parody of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Rebecca Bunch dreams a podcast called Mom Time Daily on this CW musical comedy.
Rebecca, you are one of the most incredible moms I have ever seen, even though you don't have any children and you've only been babysitting for less than an hour. How do you do it?
First of all, I want to say what an honor it is for you to have me on your podcast.
Megan.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
Yes! Megan, I feel like you might be watching a lot of television.
I think you've discovered my secret.
The star of this animated sitcom hosted his own show called Book Talk.
This is Peter Griffin, and you're listening to Book Talk on WRNI. Today we'll be discussing Bret Easton Ellis' popular work Less Than Zero, a tale of privilege, detachment, and youthful alienation.
Megan.
Family Guy?
That is correct, yes. That sip at the end is perfect.
Yeah. Really cuts me to the quick.
It's a kombucha, clearly. This is your last clue. One of these actors used to write for NPR.
I'm Darren Blum.
And I'm Dana Blue.
And this is Forgotten America, Rural Footprints.
Megan.
Portlandia?
That is correct, yes. And in case you're wondering, it was Kiri Brownstein who wrote a blog for NPR Music. So there you go. Puzzlegirl Archung, how did our contestants do?
Well done, Megan. You won both games, and you're headed to the final round.
Coming up, we'll talk to our guest, Lena Hall, who won a Tony for Hedwig and the Angry Inch, and did a voice in My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. And then we'll play a game about cryptocurrency, which, as far as I'm concerned, is more absurd than My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.